Let me just, you know, he wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
How tough is it to take a lot of times, property from an elderly woman?
Let me talk. Quiet.
How tough is it?
A lot of times.
Donald Trump is a jerk.
Thank you.
I feel better now.
You know what's happening to Jeb's crowd, as you know, right down the street? They're sleeping. They're sleeping now. Poor Jeb Bush. I mean, this poor guy with this low energy. It's sad. No, it's sad. I came up with that term. It became so defining. It's like having it on his forehead. I am low. I never attacked him on his look. And believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
I think you're on the wrong side of this if you're still arguing for a single payer
system. I'm not. I don't think you heard me. You're having a hard time tonight.
All right.
So all these guys, you know, the conservatives. I'm a conservative person. Bush says, I do not believe he's a true conservative. These people are stupid. Do you want to go back to them or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Trump.
Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact-checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact-checking because, you know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I made a mistake using a private email.
That's for sure.
And if I had to do it over again, I would obviously do it differently. I'm not going to make any excuses. It was a mistake, and I take responsibility for that.
Mr. Trump?
That was more than a mistake. That was done purposely, okay? That was not a mistake. That was done purposely. When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the fifth, I think it's disgraceful. And believe me, this country thinks it's disgraceful. It really thinks it's disgraceful also.
I feel that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
She's supposed to fight all of these different things. And she can't make it 15 feet to her car. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. She's home resting right now. She's getting ready for her next speech, which is going to be about 15 minutes, and it's going to be in 2 or 3 days. Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Why do you keep attacking Megyn Kelly of Fox?
Because every night on her show, she does negative hits on me. Every single night. And frankly, if she didn't, her ratings would drop down far lower than yours.
You told me on my radio show, the audio and the transcript are out there on YouTube, that you would release your tax returns.
True.
Are you going back on your commitment?
No, I'm not. First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. Let me just tell you. Which happens to be true. Check out the ratings.
That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single biggest liar.
All right.
This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. This guy will say anything.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal. Mexico is sending lots of people. And by the way, they're coming from all over the world, including the Middle East. Why not? Come in. Come on in. We're stupid. We'll take care of you. We'll pay.
So big, they'll make the parts, the trucks. And I actually gave them a good idea. Why don't we just let the illegals drive the cars and trucks right in through the border? They don't have to even... It's true. No, I gave them that. Save a lot of money. That'll be next. No, they'll be doing that next.
So the Mexican government is not happy with me, to put it mildly. And again, I respect Mexico, but their leaders are too smart for our leaders, because we have stupid leaders. You might say, you might talk, your politicians all talk, no action. I've been watching it all my life. You are all talk and no action. What I've seen up here,
I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist, and this guy's a liar. You have a combination.
This guy always goes for
you have a,
in the States.
I was a businessman. I got along with Clinton. I got along with everybody. Yeah. That was my job, to get along with people.
But the simple
I didn't wanna,
fact is...
Excuse me. One second.
No.
I
the
didn't want to...
The simple fact is, Donald, you cannot take...
More energy tonight. I like that.
You've been doing this for 30 years. Why are you just thinking about these solutions right now? For 30 years, you've been doing it, and now you're just starting to think of solutions.
Well, actually,
I will bring, excuse me, I will bring back jobs. You can't bring back jobs.
Well, once it was finally negotiated and the terms were laid out, I wrote about that in...
You called it the gold standard.
You called it
the gold standard of trade
and
deals. You said it's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
And then you heard what I said about it, and all of a sudden you were against it.
So... Pennsylvania is losing a lot of its business. And right now, we're sitting here, we're talking. Oh, here's another one. Go home to mom. Go home to mom. And your mother is voting for Trump. She's voting for Trump. True. It's true.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails, and then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace, and honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes. When she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted, as soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns. I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? I'd like to know. Why aren't you getting
to the
bottom?
Emails.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
One of the worst Secretary of States in the history of the country. She talks about me being dangerous. She's killed hundreds of thousands of people with her stupidity.
I asked Hillary, why doesn't she make $250 million by being in office? She used the power of her office to make a lot of money. Why isn't she funding, not for $100 million, but why don't you put $10 or $20 or $25 or $30 million into your own campaign? And it would really, I think, be a nice sign to the American public. Why aren't you putting some money in? You have a lot of it. You've made a lot of it. Because of the fact that you've been in office. You made a lot of it while you were Secretary of State, actually. So why aren't you putting money into your own campaign? I'm just curious.
Let's say that Jeb Bush or Hillary or one of these politicians, all talk, no action, all controlled by lobbyists and special interests and donors, people like me from previous months, okay? Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. You know what that is, right?
We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
This little guy has lied so much about my record.
Here we go. The person.
He has lied so much about my record.
Mr. Rubio, and, Senator Rubio, why don't you let him?
And go? I will tell you this. First of all, I got a call from my sister and brother tonight. And they said, we had no idea Dad gave you $200 million. Believe me, I started off with $1 million. I built a company that's worth more than $10 billion. And I say it not in a bragging way, but that's the kind of thinking we need. Very low debt, tremendous cash flow. My financials are all, they're all in there with the federal elections. You've seen them. Everybody's seen them. I say it only because that's the kind of thinking this country needs with $19 trillion in debt. Believe me.
$505 billion. And by the way, I don't like this mic. Whoever the hell bought this mic system, don't be the son of a bitch to put it in, I'll tell you. These people. No, this mic is terrible.
I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that. So I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight. And as far as, and I have to say this. He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And
hand. He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
And as you know, the UK took a big vote. They took a big vote, and it was a vote that ended up exactly as I predicted. Yeah, you can get her out. Get her out. You know, she looks just like Hillary Clinton, actually. Is that Hillary? Hillary, is that you? Hillary wants to find out, how do you get these crowds, right? How do you get these crowds? Goodbye, Hillary. Bye. Say hello to Bill, Hillary. Oh, we have another one over here, another single. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Looks like a nice little guy, actually. Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed. He's such a nice guy.
She got caught in a total lie, and she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. She lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference.
Let me just tell you something, and it's very interesting. You're not bringing up anything new. You know, you're acting like you're the great reporter, blah, blah, blah.
There are, for immigrants on the whole,
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
Obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake, all right? Now, you can take it any way you want, and it took Jeb Bush, if you remember, at the beginning of his announcement, when he announced for president, took him 5 days. He went back. It was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It took him 5 days before his people told him what to say, and he ultimately said it was a mistake. The war in Iraq, we spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives. We don't even have it. Iran is taking over Iraq with the second largest oil reserves in the world. Obviously, it was a mistake.
So,
and I can tell you, some of the candidates, they went in, they didn't know the air conditioner didn't work. They sweated like dogs. They didn't know the room was too big because they didn't have anybody there. How are they going to beat ISIS?
I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders. In fact, I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP. You get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award. Her only competition is Barack Obama.
But Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
We don't need nice.
That's true. But actually, I am.
I've gotten to see the commercials that they did on you, of Michelle Obama talking about you, Hillary. Go back and take a look at those commercials. A race where you lost, fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders.
You know, it's funny. Let me see. Who is that person? Let me see. Raise your hand. Who are you? Are you an agitator? Let me see. Who is it? Who is it? Are you the one? Your voice is very weak. No, he's so weak. Look, he's leaving now. Who is he? Bye. He's going home to mommy.
Why didn't you read that? By the way, why didn't you read that before?
I pulled it up the Wi-Fi.
No, but why didn't you read that before? You didn't read. I hate the concept.
Mr. Trump,
of...
I'm reading it to you now. My question
excuse
is,
me. Excuse me.
Are you a trustworthy?
Excuse me. Very trustworthy.
Chameleon?
More so than you. Why didn't you read my quote the way I said it?
Sir, I tried to pull it up and I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Well, then you got to get Wi-Fi, okay?
Well,
don't ask me questions like that. You're not a very good reporter doing that. Okay, go ahead.
Your critics say you tend to exaggerate. You have a problem with the truth. Is this a prime example?
I'm not looking for credit. But what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze, in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
CNN is terrible. CNN. You're with CNN? Are you with CNN? Good. You people do not cover us accurately at all. So they have a few protesters outside, and they have thousands of people. And the first question from CNN is about protests.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So don't tell me about words. I am absolutely, I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
I love the media. They're so honest. They're such honorable people.
What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion fucking dollars in the bank.
Grab him by the